four drafts you've gone through before this year, did anything change how you approach looking at the type of player, the type of guy in your eval, considering you had a new staff in place and there was a new head coach in place?
Well, I mean, I think you always adjust. There's always different personalities with different staffs and different head coaches. Obviously, Gary and John are different personalities, look at different people, look for different types of players. And so there's always a little bit of change because just the personalities of the head coach. And so, and I think going through this process with the new staff, in the month that we go through our draft meetings and sitting with the staff and coaching staff and getting a feel for them. And, for the first year, I think it went very well. We're going to continue to grow with them, especially as the personnel staff learns what Gary does on, right. And Rico like to do on the offensive side as well as and Wade on the defensive side, what kind of players are looking like, the personalities they like. And so we got a good feel for that. And I think, that you saw that with the players that we took this year is a reflection of the staff and really what they like. It's some players that play hard, that have a great desire to play the game, and great competitors. And so, I mean, we're excited about the draft class of this year.
John and Ozzie Newsom are pretty close. Are there any things that you brought from Baltimore to the Broncos war room down the hall that maybe helped? Something you learned there that you brought up the last couple of days?
No, I don't know that. But I will say this. I think Ozzie's as good as I've ever been around.
Yeah.
And I paid John a compliment the other day. We were talking. I said, I think the best I've ever been around, people who listen. And Ozzie's a great listener, and as I watched John go through this process over the course of the last 5 or 6 weeks, he sat there and listened to the people that had the information that were out there doing the work, out there throughout the course of the year, and the coaches, and to me that's what good people do, good leaders, and John's obviously a great leader.
How would you characterize that dynamic between you and John during the draft? How close did you guys maybe get a little far? were there ever moments like that, or was it pretty
smooth? Well, you talk through things, and... Yeah. Really, you're just there to give your opinion and say, hey, John's doing his job, and he's, this is what I'm thinking. What do you think? And, so you're adding your opinion, well, how about this? If this happens, take a look at this.
Right.
So you're just really just trying to, basically reassure John, hey, you're doing the right thing, or you're going exactly with the way we plan to do things. And at the same time, like I said, you got Matt there, you got everybody else involved. So that's about respect, and it's about a bunch of people doing it together and doing it the right way.
That's just a portion of my sit-downs with both head coach Gary Kubiak and John Elway. You can catch both interviews in their entirety next week on the 2015 Denver Broncos draft special airing on Comcast Channel CET. Here at Dove Valley, that's going to do it for the draft. I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV.